If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
So you finally decided to buy a house, or maybe you bought that house and you're trying to figure out, when are mortgage rates going to hit bottom so I can refinance and save a whole bunch of money? So folks, my name is Dan Frio. Each day I come in here and try to explain to you guys what in the heck's going on with these and the whys behind it. Today what we're going to tackle is the government shutdown. We know the government shutdown. Now we're on month two, but we have a lack of data that's trying to give us direction with these things. So what I'm going to discuss today is the earnings reports coming out, what the stock market is going to do. We have a huge election coming out tomorrow, and we're going to try to tackle and figure out how all those are going to be affecting these over here and the whys behind it. So without further ado, folks, let's get to it. First off, I want to say happy birthday to my daughter. She's 27 today, so happy birthday, Dana. Hope you have a fantastic day, and I'll be calling you around dinner time to talk to you, but you're not here for that. You're here for these things. So let's get to it, folks. So here's what we're looking at for this week, and we're going to look at the week. So we have an election coming out tomorrow, and that's going to be hopefully not devastating, but I think there's a big election coming out tomorrow, and that's going to sway some markets, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But the first thing I want to look at is right through here, the stock market, what the bond market's doing, and what earnings reports are doing, because all this has a role in what's going on with these. Let me explain. So as the stock market goes, the rest of the markets go. Okay, so what is the stock market predicated off of? Well, all the earnings reports, economic data, government data, and the such. So there's no economic data out. So what do we do? Basically, the markets are flying blind right now. Well, the biggest thing we need to do is focus in, especially if we're looking at mortgage rates, is this thing right through here. This is an MBS. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield on this thing makes up the biggest component of your mortgage rate, which you have to understand that the only thing you have to understand is the number up there. Okay, that number is minus 15. That's bad. Okay, when this price goes down, that means rates go up. The first thing, if you look at that, say minus 15, that's great news for mortgage rates. No, that's the price of the bond. So if the price of the bond goes down, mortgage rates are going up. That's one factor that's going on right now, and that's going to push up rates. The next thing that's happening right behind the scenes is earnings reports. It's earnings report seasons, and we're flooded with them. So what we're going to focus in on, and what I'm going to focus in on, are those companies that I visit, most consumers visit, to see how healthy the consumer is. For example, we have McDonald's coming out on Wednesday. We have a Taco Bell coming out on Thursday. These are the things, Wingstop coming out on Tuesday. These are the things I'm really paying attention to. Why? Well, that's what me and you and the consumers buy. Okay, so if we're pulling back on Wingstop, that means us as a consumer, we're starting to pull back. That might be earnings reports that might start taking a hit. That's one thing we're going to focus in on. The next thing is this health benefit stuff. I get it. Where health benefits are crazy, you can't afford it. But is this the way to go? Okay, so what you have on your screen right now, these are the top executives at these companies. Look at how much money they make. United Healthcare, Andrew Witty, he made $26 million in 2024. That's $72,000 a day. Maybe he should help insure some people. Maybe over through here, David Cardani made $23 million as well. That's another $70,000 a day. It's crazy. Okay, so you can't just push all these benefits and all this stuff over the taxpayer, because this is what's going up. This is our national debt. As the national debt skyrockets, you're going to have higher prices in bonds. Let's go back to the bond market real quick. I'm not here to teach you the bond market, but let me show you how this works. The higher our deficit, how do we fund this? Well, we fund it with bonds. We flood the market with bonds, and this is what happens. You have too much of a product in the market, brings the prices down. What happens when the prices go down on a bond? Means rates are going up. So that's not good news there. Let's get over to the other piece of the puzzle. We have an election coming up. Well, this isn't me, folks. This is the headlines. Wealthy New Yorkers are preparing for a mayoral election exodus, sparking luxury bidding wars in affluent neighborhoods. So if you're looking to move, I'd love to help you. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day, but the reason why I do it is I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. So if you're looking to buy or sell or refinance, check out my website. It's therateupdate.com. There's a lot of tools here, especially if you're a homeowner right now. Maybe you're not in New York, so you're not looking to sell. You're looking to refinance. Check out our RateWatch 2.0 tool. It's right through here. What this is going to do is allow you the opportunity to let me know what interest rate you want me to call you. So what will happen is when interest rates hit that specific number, I'll reach out to you and we'll go over what the numbers look like. So let's say your mortgage is at 7.25% and you're like, Dan, when rates hit 6.25%, reach out to me. Let's go over what the payments are going to be, my savings, the cost. And if it works out, we can do it. Okay, so that's one piece. If you're a home buyer, let's say you're looking to buy a house, go down through here. This will give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. Now, this you don't have to pay this back. It's basically no payments, no lien on your property. So when you go to refinance the next time, you don't have to worry about a lien that you took out for down payment assistance. This one's actually forgivable. So a pretty good product right through there. So this is for homeowners and home buyers. This is my website. So check it out. There's a lot of tools there for you to look over as well. But let's get over to mortgage rates. Okay, so here's why you're here. Mortgage rates. Okay, so what you have to understand is I start creating a sheet like this and go to my website and hit click the blog section. I'll show you where that is in a second. Let's look at a 15-year term. Let's say you took out a loan 5 years ago. The rate was 8%, and now you're like, okay, I want to refinance. But maybe I could shorten my term. So right now, the 15-year term is what? Let's zoom this up a little bit. Okay, the 15-year term right above my head is 5.89 if you call Bankrate. Well, if you really want a better rate, call Zillow because they got 5.25%. Well, how about PMMS? They have 5.44. Why are all these numbers different? Well, great question. So you have to realize when you go to a lot of these websites, it's marketing. It's marketing. They're trying to get you to click. Let's say up here, this was saying, okay, my rate is 6.99 and Zillow's 5.99, and you never click this one. But what these are is the main difference with a lot of these is the fees or other parameters. Like how much is this person putting down? So let's say you're putting down 3%. What's this person putting down? Well, to get the Mortgage News Daily rate, well, let's get over to here. To get to Mortgage News Daily rate over there, so the 30-year fixed over there comprises of this. That person has a 780 credit score. They're putting down 25%. That's a fantastic program. Is that you? Probably not. If you're buying, what are you putting down? 3-5%? If you're refinancing, well, that doesn't apply to you. So what is your rate? Well, that's where I come into play. Go to therateupdate.com. This is where we can kind of summarize it all together. Folks, here's what I do for a living. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. That means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the cool thing is, my slogan is this, one application, one credit pool, we're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, basically think of us as like a large broker or a bank. And we're everywhere. We're in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Check out Wednesday's live event. I go each Wednesday and I have people join me. And what they do is they provide me the information. They give me what their credit score is, how much money they're putting down, all those things. And what we do is we'll analyze it. And I'm going to show you live what the rates are with over 30 different companies. I'm going to show you behind the scenes how we do that. So if you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to help you out. Check out therateupdate.com. Make sure each day you come in, you subscribe down there. So each day I post a video, you get an alert and make sure that you know what the heck's going on with these and the whys behind it. So folks, I will be back here at the closing bell today to let you know what happens with these. But if you're out there looking to buy, refinance, or just want to kick the tires to ask some questions, reach out to us. We'd love to help. Just reach us at therateupdate.com. Right above my head, you can give us a call at 844-775-5626. You can even ask Dan. So click this button right through here. You can ask me a question. I'll be responding. It'll be me personally responding to you. And most likely it's within 24 hours. So thanks for watching, folks. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. And I'll see you here at the closing bell. And to figure out what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, folks. I'll see you later today. Bye-bye.